Okay, welcome back, ladies, to our mini shiur, pre-Tehillim group, through the Young Israel of Woodmere. I'd like to, with your permission, dedicate this shiur to the memories of, they don't need the Aliyah Neshama from us, but to the memories of Rav Avram Shmuel Goldberg, Rav Arya Kupinski, Rav Zalman Zev Levine, of Moshe Twersky, and Chaim Howie Rotman, Hashem Yunkam Damam, as well as Master Sergeant Zidan Saif, whose third yahrzeit were yesterday. 25th of Cheshvan was the yahrzeit of the Har Nof Kedoshim and the Har Nof Massacre. So, looking into this week's parsha, Ve'ela told us Yitzchak ben Avram, these are the offsprings of Yitzchak, the son of Avram. Avram gave birth to Yitzchak. Yitzchak was 40 years old when he took Rivka, the daughter of Besuel, the Arami from Padan Aram, the sister of Lavan, for a wife. So this is how the Torah introduces this week's parasha to us. Yitzchak and Rivka got married in last week's parasha. And then the pasuk tells us, and this is the focus of really what I want to talk about in the next few minutes, Vayatar Yitzchak la'Hashem lenochach ishto ki akarahi. Yitzchak entreated before Hashem opposite his wife because she was barren. And Rashi says, what does Vayatar mean? Hirba v'hiftzir b'tfilah. Hirba, from Rov, v'hiftzir b'tfilah. He implored, he entreated much through prayer. So he didn't just daven, but he davened a lot. And he kept davening. Ki akarahi, because she could not have children. Vayatar lo Hashem. Hashem allowed himself to be entreated by Yitzchak, so to speak. Rav Soloveitchik says that prayer is so unbelievable because through prayer, man could change the mind of the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's a certain gezeira that's supposed to come. There's a certain decree. And through prayer, we can actually affect change in the higher realms. Vatahar Rivka Ishto. And Rivka, his wife, actually becomes pregnant. Prangam Unkel says, V'tzali Yitzchak Kadam Hashem. Yitzchak davened before Hashem for his wife because she was a kara, and Hashem accepted the prayers of Yitzchak, and Rivka becomes pregnant. A few psukim later, after the babies are born, we are told that Yitzchak was 60 years old when the boys were born. So what we know from the beginning of the parsha is that he's 40 years old when they get married, and from the few psukim later, when the twins are born, that he is 60 years old when they are born. So that means for 20 years they did not have children. Vayatar Yitzchak l'Hashem menochach ishto ki akarahi. And that sentence, that statement, that pasuk defines the essence of Yitzchak's existence during those 20 years. He turns himself into a man of tefillah. But you know, it's human nature that at a certain point, you're davening for something for so long. Whatever the issue is, everyone fill in their own blanks. Everyone has their own situation that they daven for. So you daven for 5 years. You daven for 7 years. You daven for 10 years. You daven for 11, 12, 13, 14. You daven. So at a certain point, human nature might be to throw up your hands and say, okay, Hashem doesn't want it to be this way. Vayatar Yitzchak l'Hashem. He appealed to Midas HaRachamim l'nochach ishto for the benefit of his wife, ki akarahi. Dafka, because she's barren, you would think, so you give up. Alpi teva, alpi nature, there's no way for Yeshua to come here. So stop davening, move on with your life. What do you keep asking for change for? 20 years. He doesn't give up. And the Ramban tells us, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Vav, quoting the Medrash, Kol ma she'ira la'avos siman lebanim. Sefer Bereishis is known as Sefer HaSimanim, which means the book of omens, or the book of foreshadowing, because everything that happened to the forefathers, they blazed the trail. They really set the path for us, for us, their children. And when you look at the tenacity of the Jewish people, that it is this midah, Yitzchak was the patriarch who embodied gevura. Gevura is heroism. He embodied gevura, and one of the ways in which we see his gevura is that he never backed down, and he never gave up, and he really never took, even while you accept a nisayon, you could daven for change. Isn't that fascinating? It is not a stira, it's not a contradiction. To say, Hashem, I know this is from you, and while I may accept it, can we please change the situation? And he never stopped davening. And it's really something that we see throughout all the avos. So I was thinking about Avram Avinu when I was preparing, and Avram Avinu really had the same midah of never giving up. The first of Avram's nisnayonos that are written in the Torah for us. And Harav Yisrael Meir Lau points out that the gematria of Lech Lecha is 100. Two lamids is 60. Two chavs is 40. 60 and 40 makes 100. Why? Hashem appeared to him when he was 75. And he walked with God for the next 100 years till he was 175. And what do we see in Avram Avinu? The same midah that emerges in Yitzchak, which is that Avram Avinu also never gave up. And he plodded on, and no matter what God threw his way, God of the land, it'll be good for you, there's a famine in the land, go down to Egypt to procure food, Cyrus taken, no matter what Hashem threw his way. He gets up, and he keeps going, one foot in front of the other. Yisrael Me'elah says, that's the test of Lech Lecha. The 100 years to walk with the Ribbono Shel Olam, your whole life, when things don't make sense, and yet to never give up, and to not give up. Vayashkem Arba Baboker, the final 10th test, Vayachavosh Eschamaro. He wakes up and he saddles the donkey to do that. He never gives up. One unknown diarist commented on seeing two pregnant women in the Warsaw Ghetto. And he wrote, if in these dark and pitiless times, these Jewish women can bring new life to the world, at least symbolically, this is great heroism and daring. And if we would have given up as a nation, and if we would give up as individuals, we would have ceased to be a long time ago. It is the gevura of Yitzchak that is implanted within each and every one of us that enables us to keep going. But the truth is, the ma'isa, sometimes a human being does feel, sometimes a Jew might feel, the Baal Shalom, I can't do it anymore. I can't take it anymore. I don't know what you want from me. 20 years, you can't have one child. You run the whole world. You created the whole world. The sun comes up every morning, the moon comes up, the flowers grow, the trees, there's fruit. 20 years? Vayetar Yitzchak laHashem lenochach ishto dafka ki akarahi. Because she's barren, I will not stop davening. And I face the nisayon of my lifetime, because if she doesn't have children and he couldn't marry multiple wives like his father because he was an Akedah, what will happen to the covenant of Avraham Avinu? What will happen? It doesn't make sense. I will not give up. I will keep going. And this midah was passed on to Yaakov, the Bechir Sheb Avos, the choices of the patriarchs, who faced so many trials. His wife dies young, Kever Rachel. Yosef is taken from him. Ered Albani, I don't remember the exact question right now. I'll go down mourning to the grave over my son. The strife, the machlokas, and he keeps going, one foot, one step, one level in Avodas Hashem after the other. And the message that we should take from this message, from this pasuk specifically, Vayatar Yitzchak L'Hashem Menochech Ishto, besides for the power of prayer to change the Gezeira, is the power and the faith and the hope of a human being to keep going. Not to give up on the Ribbono Shel Olam, and not to give up on who? Yourself. So I just want to end by quoting something regarding Rav Kalman Zev Levine, Hashem Yinkom Damo, quoted by his wife, Rabbi Tzinchaya Levine, one of the Harnof Kedoshim. I mentioned for those who just came in that it was their Yurtzai yesterday, the third Yurtzai of the Harnof massacre. And Rabbi Tzinchaya Levine says about her husband, this was Rav Kalman Zev Levine, we should know who we're talking about. If you could see, my finger's right by him. My husband's goal in life is to connect to Hashem through mitzvot and Torah, to make the world a better place through Hashem's light. My husband taught me every person is created with tremendous potential to bring light and goodness to the world. And we all have unique kochos, we all have talents, we all have capabilities, we all have personalities. Focus on your talents and abilities. And then she said, quote, most of us give up on ourselves too soon, because we focus on the negative, both in ourselves and in others. Many of us think we have to do big things to change ourselves, big things to change the world. It's the small acts that can make such a big difference. My husband, quote, never gave up. He kept going and going. One of his friends said, we both sat in the same base medrash. How did he get so far? And his wife says he did it one daf at a time. One page, one level at a time. If he wanted to change or he wanted to improve, he would pick one thing to work on. He worked in specific steps and he would work on that one stage for months till he got it right. And then he would move on to the next step. He could see how much he improved, what to work on next. When you get discouraged, just keep on going. You will get there in the end. He learned from the teachings of Rav Wolbe, etc. So Be'ezras Hashem, Hashem should give us the koach for Lech Lecha. It is not an easy tafkir to be a Jew who keeps walking with Hashem all the days of our life. And we're all thrown the challenges. Everyone has their proverbial 20 years of waiting for the Yeshua. But the Avos have imbued us with the koach, no matter what the Ribbono Shel Olam puts in front of us, as individuals and as nations. We have the tenacity, we have the strength, we have the amunah, both in the Ribbono Shel'olam and in ourselves, Lech Lecha, the journey of a lifetime for every single one of us. And having said that, Be'ezros Hashem, we should see our Bakashos and the Yeshuas come a lot sooner rather than later. Thank you very much, ladies.
Thank you so much.